Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey guys, it's Kayla. I am so grateful you're able to join us today because we are all still so directionally challenged. We thought we'd have it all figured out by the time we were in our 30s, but surprise, we don't. And that's okay. Today we're going to talk about communicating because our world exists through communication. To think at one point letters were sent by horse-drawn carriage and now look where we are. Communication is constantly evolving and changing. The faster it changes, the harder it is to keep up with. And it makes me think what kind of communicator I am and what kind of communicator are you? Would you consider yourself a good communicator? Chances are probably. But how do we know for sure? So today we're going to tackle this and so much more with Jefferson Fisher. Jefferson Fisher is a board-certified Texas trial lawyer and founder of the Fisher Firm. He has extensive experience as a trial lawyer and understands the art of persuading and communicating effectively in high-conflict situations. Known for his practical videos and authentic presence on social media, Jefferson has amassed over 7 million social media followers, making him the most followed litigation attorney in the world. His mission is to be a messenger of positivity in the world and help people learn to talk to each other again, one conversation at a time. So without further ado, here is one of those conversations with Jefferson Fisher. And I am here with Jefferson Fisher. I am so happy that you're on this episode of Directionally Challenging, and we have not had a conversation or a episode about communication and how to argue effectively. And I know that's what you're really here to talk to us about. You know, it's interesting because I found you on social media, and that's such a weird concept to me because
it is.
I follow you on socials, and it's just so strange the world that we're in today and how, you know, you really have so much to share. And I'm so grateful that you're out there, but you and I have never met. I don't know who you are. You don't know who I am. And here we are going to sit down for, you know, 30 minutes and have a conversation. And so talk about communication. Our communication nowadays is so bizarre and different than what it used to be. And, you know, just food for thought, like how do you, people used to deliver messages via horse-drawn carriage, right? Have months to write out the perfect letter to send it to someone. And now everyone just sort of like drops into the DMs, and it's such a different level of communication. I'd love your perspective on how it's changed throughout the years. And what do you make of all that?
That's a good
That's a cool, good point. And I'm thankful that you have me. I appreciate it. It's nice to be here. I see the biggest difference is intention. Like the thought that you put into the words that you say. I feel back in the day when you wrote letters, let's just say in Abraham Lincoln's time, you know, if you wanted to impress a woman, you wrote a poem, you wrote some literature, you wrote some things, you know, and vice versa. I mean, there's all kinds of documents you can still read of these letters between people, between men and women, and anything about the news or anything that's happening. They put words that had intention behind them. And now that's not really the case.
Right. The time that it took, the time that you would put into something.
Right. Yeah. And the thought.
The thought.
Well, it's much more flippant. It's much more quick. If you consider what it means to think about your words now, it's a matter of seconds, maybe minutes. Mm-hmm. It's not days. It's not weeks. So it's very, very different. And, you know, previously when they, even back, if you want to go to the ancient Greeks, they had debates, and they would have debates for hours and days where it wasn't arguments. It's just like hypothesizing, just posturing. And then they would take it and think about it for a few days and then come back. The process was to learn more about each other rather than take away from each other. So it's definitely different than it is today, which is instant and fast.
Right. And I don't know much about being a lawyer. Obviously, I did not go to law school, but I can imagine, you know, you do have a lot of time to prepare for something, right? You do all your research and you prepare for it. But then you also have to be extremely on your toes and think on your feet, depending on, you know, if you're practicing in court or whatever it is. So it is a weird, I can imagine that you actually really have to be very good or have tools to be able to do both of those things. Mm.
As an attorney, you really have to be able not only to prepare, but also adapt, because you could have all the plans in the world and a witness says something that you were not expecting. You can't just stick to a script. The good attorneys, what separates them is the ability to adapt and think on your feet and be able to roll with it.
We actors call that improv. What do you guys call that?
Hanging on.
So, you know, you have so many. It's funny because following you, I feel like I really learn a lot. And I'm a mother of a daughter, and she's only four and a half, and our son is one. So
I have a 4-year-old.
Yeah. Okay. So you and I are in the same boat. We know what that's like. She is amazing and so precocious and lovely. I truly, there's so many qualities I love about her, but I do know I'm going to have to teach her stranger danger at some point. Everyone that opens our door, if she could, she would sit on our front porch and talk to everyone walking by and say, hello, come on in. How are you? My name's Poppy. How are you? And she wants to start a conversation. Communication is her forte, but there's a level of parent. And I mean, I'm concerned about that as well, because I know I want to create this sort of, like, you know, safety mentality within her of, you know, not everyone is your friend. But how would you recommend I do that, in the sense of also, you know, I want her to know there are lovely people out there, but not everyone is your friend. And some of them are dangerous, without scaring her.
I ran across something the other day, and I'm certainly no like child behavioralist or something, but I ran across something the other day that it was how to teach your kids about tricky people, and using the word tricky.
That's a great word.
And I thought, oh, what a great way to describe that. In other words, teaching your kid that, yes, you can have the best of intentions, but sometimes there are people out there that are tricky, and they're trying to trick you. Like, kids understand that concept.
Yes.
Of, you know, if I'm going to tell my son's 6 now, I could tell him something and he's like, oh, you promise? You pinky promise? You know, I mean, they understand that concept of if I tell him, we'll see, he knows very well that it probably means no. So teaching them about tricky people, I think, is definitely important. It's something my wife and I were very concerned about, making sure that we prepare them.
Yeah, it's a hard road.
Yeah, it is. Scary.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's time to get more in 2024. I know for me, one of my goals is to feel really strong this year. And honestly, so far, so good. Because that's where 310 Nutrition comes in. It's helping me and our listeners in the new year with protein and super rich food products with so many options and flavors. Right now I have the Chocolate Bliss and Caramel Sundae, and they are both so delicious. I have to hide them from my husband so that he doesn't steal them too. They're a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that leave me feeling full. 310 Nutrition also has a hydrate electrolyte drink mix. My favorite is the peach mango flavor. So not only am I hydrating and drinking water, I have an electrolyte blend, vitamin blend, and it's sugar-free. With one stick of hydrate mix into 16 ounces of water, and it can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Thank you. This way I can keep my resolution, keep feeling strong, have greater focus, feel refreshed, and maintain my hydration without having to drink as much. One of my favorite refreshing water enhancers they have is the lemonade flavor. It gives me energy. This one's also sugar-free. It's used with real lemons and it's pH balanced. And this also offers the same hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code CHALLENGED and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products that you know you'll use and will help you keep your resolution. So go to 310nutrition.com and use the code CHALLENGED right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310-nutrition.com and use code CHALLENGED. It's all the good stuff your body needs in flavors you crave. So be healthier effortlessly.
And we're back.
The reason I wanted to have you on is because my husband talks to me a lot about how I tend to think I'm a really good communicator. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. And probably most of us think we're really good communicators, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm finding later on in life that sometimes what I say and think I'm conveying is actually not coming across at all. And when I'm genuine and really truly asking someone how they're doing or asking someone, you know, a question, it can come across differently. So I'm wondering if you can help me and anyone listening, if they're going through this as well, how to really know how we're coming across to other people and what that means. Because there, I've really truly found that there are many times when I feel that I'm being genuine and it's not coming across that way. And so, full disclosure, my husband has talked to me about this, and I was on Instagram watching your stuff and thought, well, maybe this is a conversation I could have with Jefferson.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it's hard, particularly in the moment, to know what you sound like.
Right.
Because in your mind, you hear one thing. What they hear is something else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even your voice, The way you think you sound isn't how you sound to other people because you're only hearing your voice in your head.
Everyone hates the sound of their own voice. Everyone does not want to listen to their own voicemail or podcast.
Yeah. And it'll fall onto words that you frequently tend to use. So if you're somebody who says a lot, I say all that to say, or long story short, if you use those phrases pretty frequently, that's a pretty good indication that you're not really thinking about what you're saying until you're saying it. That there are people that are just external processors. They'll just start talking about what? Who knows? They don't know the point. They'll figure it out as they're talking.
Uh-huh.
And so they, where the other person on the other side is just thinking, where are you going with this? What's your point? What's happening? And so the other person will try and guess. And then what happens is you'll say, no, that's not what I mean. What I'm trying to say is because you haven't really given it the thought. You're still trying to figure out how to land the plane in real time. So you're not thinking about what you're saying until you're saying it. That makes it particularly difficult if you don't think that you might think you're coming across really great, but the other person is going, I have no idea what this person is saying. But the best way to roll is one, by the phrases that you typically tend to use. And the other person's reaction. So if you have friends that go, God, that was a little rough, Kayla. You go, what? Yeah. I didn't mean anything. I didn't mean anything by that. Well, I could hear by your intonation. I could hear by the inflection in your voice. I mean, you use the people that you trust the most in your life, the ones you love the most and love you, a sounding board for that early feedback of going, if you ask people, what are my downfalls in communication? I promise you, they'll have some ideas for you and they'll tell you. As long as you just don't get upset at them.
No, Jen, this is something I think that might be what I am working through in 2024, right? We all have our stuff. And so, no, I have lifelong friends who've known me since sixth grade. So that's a good question for them, where they've known me throughout the years and they may really truly have some good answers and insight for me.
Yeah, for sure. And especially if they've known you forever, they will. It's they know more about your style than you do. They know more about what you like. You know more about what you don't like. One is external, the other is internal.
Yeah, that's interesting. I did notice, I found myself ending sentences with, does that make sense? Which I know you have a segment on that in one of your posts, and it really resonated with me because it is true. I do tend to downplay my insight in a lot of things. And so I feel I'm really learning from a lot of your posts. So thank you. You know, you started out you are an attorney. So what made you think, okay, I'm going to take this information I have and put it on social media? Because I don't know many attorneys that have a huge social media presence like you. So talk us through that mentality and that decision and what went into that.
It was a weird thing. This is not why I got on the social media at all. I mean, started in 2022, January of 2022.
Oh, wow.
It was the first time I said, okay, right now all I have on my Instagram is 800 followers and they're all just friends that you accumulate from college and law school. I mean, how many friends on social media do we have that you don't even know who they are? Like I feel like I met this person in college, maybe at this, one event, but I don't remember them.
Yeah.
So it was that. And I started making some videos trying to promote really what I do in my day-to-day as a law firm. And then I just kind of felt like that wasn't me. Like, why am I trying to sell myself? Why can't I just use social media to provide value to people for free? And so I thought, what am I better at than anybody I know? And what do I like to talk about genuinely? And that's communication. Mm-hmm. So what if I just give somebody some communication advice? Like, I'm an attorney and maybe they'll like that. And that's what happened. So I made my first How to Argue Like a Lawyer video. I'd never seen it before. And I didn't have an office at that time because I'd been practicing. I was a partner at a big defense firm. And then I went off on my own and I had nobody. And it was just me in coffee shops. So I didn't have an office. So I just thought, well, I'll just make it in my car, make it in my truck.
Right.
And that's what happened.
Wow.
So I just made one and then people liked it and then they wanted another. I was like, you want another? Okay, I can give you another. And that's how that happened.
Well, what I found about it that's so great is that, you do kind of we find ourselves endlessly scrolling. And that's something that I know a lot of people are actively trying to not do, or I hope they're trying to not do. And it is nice when there's something of substance that comes up. And I think people are being more mindful about what they're putting out there on the internet, and they do want to have a purpose. And so that's what you have. And
well, thank you.
It's interesting you mentioned that you started at a big law firm and then you went out on your own, because I find so many of these people I talk to that have really ended up making it in their lifetime. They've done a big pivot. They've been through a big change in their life. Talk us a little bit about that, because that is something that I think a lot of listeners are a little, and myself included, are a little scared to do. It's hard to commit yourself to something at such a young age, go through all the school, and then figure out, you know what, maybe this isn't the direction I need to go. I'm going to pivot and do this or that. And so it's a lot easier said than done, you know, and you sometimes need that push. Was there someone that gave you that push, or what in your life did that for you?
Obviously, it was a lot of conversations with my wife. Now, she's also an attorney.
Well, that helps then.
It definitely helps. And it was the conversation of what you're doing is not making you happy. So why don't we do that? Because before, I would describe it as feeling like I'm running with a parachute. Like I was running, but I wasn't getting anywhere. And when I could finally go off on my own, the parachute was off. I could run as fast as I wanted. I got more clients and had more business in those first 3 months than in the past whole year. And so it was wonderful. It was a great time. And I feel like that was, I'm also a very creative person. I love music. I love art. And I could finally put my creative brain to use. And that's kind of where social media came in. Like, why don't I start using this? But I never in a million years, Kayla, thought it would be anything like this. I remember I had a friend who had like 1,200 followers. And I thought, man, if I had 1,000 followers, that'd be crazy. It just kept going.
Yeah. And it's still going. It's going. It's going, going and it's going and it's going. That's amazing. I'm wondering if you could share some insight into how your wife's a lawyer and you're a lawyer. So what does it look like when you guys disagree about something? Are you ever able to actually find a happy medium? I mean, I can imagine. I know what my husband and I sound like when we argue and how difficult that can be sometimes, especially with young kids around and lack of sleep and everything that goes into all that. So help us. How do we argue better? Because clearly you two know.
Our arguments are very efficient.
Right.
Of course, we make mistakes. I make mistakes. She makes mistakes. It is the process by which we work through that is short, very short. So we both do a good job of not reading into the other person's intent. I feel like that's where a lot of relationships get bogged down, that you meant for this to hurt me. And then you just get stuck on, well, you don't even care. Nobody gets to say and decide how you feel or what you care about other than you. And so just coming back to the conversation where somebody even says, you don't even care about my opinion. You're going to do your own thing. It doesn't matter what I say. For you to come back and say, I get to decide that. Okay, you're right. You get to decide that. But then what is it? And have that conversation of, I do care about your opinion, but I also have hesitations of my own about X, Y, and Z. That's a me issue, not a you issue. So there are ways that we communicate that are very succinct. So we're not it's not that we're not emotional. It's just not overly emotional. We typically will call things out when we see it. And I would say by far, it's the ability not to take it too personally. Because you work, you got kids. If you have children, totally different game changer. I can be frustrated with the kids, and what I'm saying to her has nothing to do with her. It has everything to do about the fact that I've asked my son to go put on his shoes for the 15th time. And it's not until we're ready to leave out the door after we're 5 minutes late that he says, oh, my shoes. It's just like, that's the moment where anybody and everybody is on your radar. Sorry. It's going to come out. And so it's having the grace to give each other when you know it's not because of you. It's just because of the circumstance and the situation.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Imagine Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back.
It does seem like you guys are able to have a good control of your emotions. Just even hearing you speak about how you guys argue, which I think is really key, is, you know, acknowledging the emotion, but not letting it overtake everything and being able to keep it, you know, because I find it easy. My husband and I are both actors. We're communicators, but we're big, right? We're big communicators. And in life, that's amazing. And it adds a lot of color. But then in arguing, it also adds a lot of color, right? It's a double-edged sword. So that's a good thing for us to remember. So
it also just goes back to understanding when you're ready. So sometimes husband and wife, because you are together all the time, you feel like you can press a conversation when you're ready to press a conversation. And the other person may not be ready yet. So let's just put it in terms of at least me and my relationship. Mm-hmm. My wife has a million things on her mind all at once. It's not just her work or what's happening at home. She has the kids' schedules, each independently, in her mind at all times of what they have going on. I don't have that in my head. And she'll do it 1,000 times better than me.
I'm not laughing at you. We are very similar in that sense. Exactly. Yes.
And so sometimes she's ready to have a conversation about the kids right at that moment versus I'm still thinking a million thoughts in my head from what happened in the day or a big conversation with the client. And I'm an internal processor. She's an external processor. And so sometimes the clash comes when she presses a conversation when I'm not ready to have it. Not that I don't want to. It's just she's pressing her time schedule, not mine.
So then how do we know when our partner's ready to have a conversation? Other than, are there any sort of other indicators other than asking them flat out, are you ready to have this conversation?
Asking is the best way to just get their consent, get their permission into the conversation. It can be something quick and easy. Hey, can I talk to you real quick about, you know, so-and-so's dentist appointment tomorrow and how we're going to work that? Mm-hmm. Or can I go ahead and talk to you about the budget, whatever it is, or make a conversation. Hey, once the kids go to bed, can we make time to visit about X, Y, and Z? Like, don't force conversations. I know we're going about kids here because you and I both have kids, but it's a totally different dynamic than when you don't have kids because you need to be able to work around that.
I do find advice, whether you have children or not, this is just advice for life. Like, don't press your partner to have a conversation when they're not ready. And yes, that's typically what we tend to do is at the end of the evening, then we'll have our conversations because whether it's work emails or kids or whatever, it feels like there are so many conversations throughout the day that are so choppy. We begin a conversation and we're on the track and it's great. And then boom, something happens and we can't finish it. And so I feel we spend our days with these half conversations. And then sometimes it's hard to get back there.
Especially, I think if If you are in a relationship, you know that when you have like text messages, like they're not even really full sentences or full thoughts, but you, they're not going to be finished. You just know that's, you're just going, that's life.
Yeah, that's how it happens, you know. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. And I have another personal question. I'm just going to, while I have you here, ask you to help me with my life.
You're fine.
Because I find that, I don't know if this is something that's recently happened or if I've just come to the realization of it, but I want to be taken more seriously in my life, in my career, in, you know, in all aspects. And I'm not quite sure when this started, but I feel that I'm not taken as seriously as I'd like to be. And I'm not, what advice do you have to anyone that is feeling that way? What can I do?
Depends on the context, you know, what environment you're in and who you're wanting to be more serious in front of. But a lot of taking more seriously is owning your words, meaning say what you're going to do and then follow through with it. One part is what you talked about of downplaying the value of your words. Mm-hmm. I hate to bother you, but this is probably a dumb idea. But when you put that out there, they're going to associate those terms with you. You just, what you're about to say will bother me. What you're about to say is a dumb question. When you downplay your words like that, they won't take them nearly as seriously. Because if you don't find them confident, if you don't believe in what you're about to put out, then why should they? You put them in the situation of having to support you and go, no, it's going to be okay. You're all right. I mean, now they're the consoler in that conversation, and you don't want that. That doesn't feel like partnership. That doesn't feel like seriousness. You know, this is another aspect. And that is being careful, again, on context, but be careful how much you curse, you know, and you cuss, because it feels good in the moment. But what you're indicating is that you are emotional. Like there are other words to describe what you're describing. It sounds like if you have a cuss word in between it, it's going to make it more impactful. It just makes you look more uncontrolled, makes you look more reactive to the situation. If you take it out, you sound much more direct. You sound much more serious by what you're saying, because it will make you sound more unreliable, so to speak. Now, if you're just in casual conversation, have at it. You know, maybe that's just the way you communicate, whatever culture you're in. But it never makes you sound more serious. It makes you sound less serious, because it doesn't differentiate your language from somebody else's.
That is true. I don't cuss unless I'm very angry. That is true. So then you're right. And it's only when I'm really emotional, so that I can see how that happens. And you're right. It differs for each person. Maybe someone just.
Exactly.
That's how you are. I mean, and more power to you. If that's who you are, great. We love you.
Exactly. Yeah, we love you. It has a big part to play in it. Also, how much you exaggerate.
Oh, I exaggerate all the time. Is that, that's a bad thing?
That's a bad thing when it comes to being taken more serious. So if it's always, you're always using your adverbs. It's always literally, essentially. So basically, you don't need any of that. It doesn't mean anything.
I'm typing these notes right now. I'm not joking. When you see, I'm writing this down. Okay.
Yeah. So it's getting rid of those verbs that do nothing, those adverbs that do nothing for you. So whenever you exaggerate and say, this is literally the worst thing ever to happen, or I literally can't, that's, nobody takes you seriously in those kind of conversations. So it's much easier just to remove them. You don't need them. But when you exaggerate too much, it's kind of like the boy who cried wolf, in a sense that when you exaggerate all the time, nobody can differentiate when it truly is a burden versus when it is not. So if every little thing is a minor inconvenience, then nothing is.
Right. No, it makes so much sense when you put it like that. There should be a course that we can take that's like the introductory on. To you. Are you? That's actually what should exist. Take away the actually. That's what should exist.
Nice. Good job.
Thank you so much. I'm wildly grateful that you joined us today. And I feel that you have so much insight. See, now I'm listening to my words. I was going to say, I truly feel that you have so much insight, but I feel that you have so much insight to offer, and I'm grateful. And I'm going to have to think about some of my word choices, and I am very happy that you joined me. See, now I'm in my head though. What do you do when you're in your head and thinking about your words? That's not a good place to be either, right?
It just means you pause. That's all it means. People feel like you have to add in fillers in conversation and you say ums and so yas, I means. Those words don't mean anything. It's just so that you continue to fill the exchange with sound. That's it. We don't care what the sound is. We just, you feel more comfortable when you hear sound. A continuous.
So be comfortable with the silence.
In the silence, people feel like you have to keep them engaged. Silence is the engagement. You keep people on the edge of their seat. They're curious about what you're going to say next. So if I were going to talk to you and then, I mean, I just, you know, and then I said it versus I'm going to talk to you. And I really want you to listen. You get what I mean? So it's having that little just engagement of anticipation of saying, what are you going to say? And in that moment, that's when you can think about your words, where instead of saying, I'm so very happy you're here today, I'm happy you were here. I mean, that has more impact because it's more succinct. It's more direct. You eliminate the fluff.
That is extremely impactful. What can I do to get comfortable? I know.
That's so funny.
That is impactful. And I'm wondering what I can do to get comfortable in the silence. Is there something I can actually do?
You just get used to it. That's all there is. Once you learn that in the silence, you're saying more than you can with words, there's nothing to be afraid of. I mean, your silence is like you are communicating in that silence. You're either communicating that you're thinking, you're communicating that you're not going to respond, that what they said is not worth your response. I mean, you can say way more in silence than you can with actual words. And so in many ways, particularly when you need to be in a defensive position, just understand that it's not silence. It's still a message.
So well said. Jefferson Fisher, thank you so much for joining me. I'm very grateful. And
thanks for having me, Kayla.
I'm excited to become a better communicator because of this conversation. So thank you.
Awesome. I know that you will. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I've learned so much from this discussion on how I communicate and how I am perceived. Now I have a lot of work to do. I'm going to make sure I don't cuss. I'm going to stop exaggerating. And you guys know, you've listened to this podcast. I say actually and literally all the time. I'm a Valley girl. I'm from Los Angeles. What else can you expect? But I also need to be comfortable in the silence. And that's something that I am going to practice. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and learned as much as I did. We have another great one coming for you next week. Until then, take care.
Directionally Challenged is a production of Pineapple Productions, hosted by me, Kayla Yule. Produced by Melissa DeMonts and Diamond Imprint Productions. Editing by Diane Kang. Post-production sound by Coco Lawrence. And production assistance by Melanie D. Watson.